What is your outlook for the year?
I'm desperately optimistic and will continue to be desperately optimistic. I know that we will have tough times to go through. There will be storms, there will be difficult times, difficult decisions, a sense of we are in it together, we have to get out of it together, that will need to be reinforced, rehashed regularly, repeated. And I hope the IMF will contribute to that sense of collective endeavor that is about the global economy moving forward, creating jobs and creating value.
So this warning, the headlines I saw that you'd warned of a 1930-style global slump, was that misreporting or have you changed your tune?
No. I haven't changed any of that. But what I said and what I continue to be extremely concerned about and vigilant about is some of the stigmas that we saw at the time. You know, the approach consisting of, you know, retiring back to my own knittings. Never mind what's happening outside in other countries. I'm going to mind for myself. This sort of hidden, horrible protectionism monster showing up in various shape or forms. That is something that I would be very concerned about and that we shouldn't see being resurrected now.
So is that for you the greatest danger in the next year, is a resurgence of isolation, of protectionism?
Yeah, absolutely.